Happy Friday, dear friends, and welcome to Bible Sunshine number 85. Number 85. I always say this every time we reach five, I can't believe it. Well, I can't believe this either, but praise the Lord, we're here. It is a cloudy, overcast, even sort of cool day here in Brooklyn, but I hope you're having a sunny Friday. Well, let's go to God's Word together, Philippians chapter 4, and let's ask the Lord to open our eyes to understand His truth. Thank you, Father, for your Word. I pray that your light will shine upon us today. Give us understanding, give us joy, give us peace, and give us wisdom, Lord, from you as we study your Word. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Well, today I'd like to begin a new section in Philippians chapter 4, and that is starting with verse 10. So let's take the time to read verses 10 through 20. Verses 10 through 20, Philippians chapter 4. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again. Though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Now keep in mind, Paul is talking, he's writing here to the church at Philippi, the Philippian believers. Verse 11, not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you have done well that you shared in my distress. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent aid once and again for my necessities. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. Indeed, I have all and abound. I am full. Having received from Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice well-pleasing to God. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. This section we could call Trusting God Through Financial Ups and Downs. Trusting God Through Financial Ups and Downs. Or we could say Living Within Your Means. Living Within Your Means. You know, it's not so much the money that we have. It's not so much what we make, but it's how we use what we receive that counts. There are people who make lots of money, but they spend it as fast as they get it, and they end up with nothing. Think about people who have foolishly, in my opinion, played the lottery. And occasionally, someone wins. You know, sometimes they found that people that win these thousands and millions of dollars, that later they're in terrible financial condition because they spend. So it's not so much what we have and how much we receive, but how we use it. Well, we come to this section where the Apostle Paul is talking about financial well-being and well-being of various means and supplies. I think food and clothing and all of that would be included. And I want you to notice here in verse 10, he says, I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again. Paul is under house arrest in Rome. And in that day, in that situation, all his needs were not met by the prison and the prison guard. You know, today, people in our prison system, they have many benefits. They have three meals a day, and they have opportunity for television, for reading, for exercise. They have many blessings, even though they're incarcerated. It was not like that in Paul's day. So in order to survive, he needed help from people. And the church at Philippi demonstrated care for him. Their care flourished once again. He says, though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. So they had sent supplies to him. And Paul was so grateful that their care for him had blossomed once again. But now notice verse 11. And here is the first principle on how to live within the means provided by God. How can we live? How can we survive within the means provided by God? And the first principle is this: learn the secret of contentment. Learn the secret of contentment. Paul says, not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. Notice he says here, this is the Apostle Paul, I have learned. You see, this is not something that comes naturally to us, because we strive for more many times. I remember hearing a missionary speak of somewhere in the world, I think it was in Africa, but a man there was saying that one of the greatest problems was materialism. And this outsider, this other missionary, said, you gotta be kidding, the folks don't have anything. What do you mean materialism? And it was explained to him, well, you see, when someone has a mud hut, then they want a mud hut with a tin roof. And then when they see someone with a tin roof, they see someone else who has a cinder block house, and they want a cinder block house. And they see that, then they see something else. Something like that was explained to the man. So that it doesn't matter how low or how high we are on an economic scale, we can always want more. Now, there's nothing wrong with improving our lives. I don't think Paul is saying that there's something wrong with trying to improve ourselves. And certainly the Bible commends hard, diligent work. And so that is a blessing to be able to work hard and enjoy those benefits. But when our heart is discontented and we feel like we're totally stuck, and then we begin to gripe and murmur and complain, something's wrong with that, because we've not learned to be content. We have not shown contentment in the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice what Paul says here in verse 12. I know how to be abased. He knew how to be low on the economic ladder. To be abased means that he was deprived. He didn't have all the blessings that he might normally enjoy. He was running short of food, of clothes, of money. He was running short. He was abased. He was humbled. He was brought low. So we may stoop low on the economic scale. Sometimes God brings trials into the life of a Christian economically, and they are brought low on an economic scale, and they have to scrape and scrimp to make ends meet so that life comes together for them. That's not always bad. Paul said, I know how to do that. I've been on the low end of things where I was not sure where all my needs were coming from, how they would all be met. I believe that sometimes God allows these times in our lives so that we will look up to Him, we will depend on Him. You remember in the Lord's Prayer where Jesus taught us to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." Let me ask you something. Do you have more than today's bread in your house? I imagine that all of us have more than today's bread in our house. We can go to our refrigerator and we can find food. We can open up a closet or a pantry or a cabinet and we can find food there. You see, we have today's bread, but we have tomorrow's bread. We may have next month's bread in our freezer. We don't know very much about this, but many people all over the world, maybe some who are able to hear or see this, maybe they understand exactly what Jesus meant, that one meal comes at a time, daily bread. And Lord, give us today enough to eat. We'll worry about tomorrow, but Lord, will you just supply our need today? Sometimes God reduces us to a low point in our lives so that we will look up to Him and appreciate the daily bread. Appreciate what we have before us right now and not take it for granted. There's something that bothers me. It's just kind of a personal quirk, and that is when people are picky about their food. Now, I know we all have preferences for this and that, but you know, when someone sits down to a meal and they start picking through it and they're not grateful for it, that's just bothersome. And something else bothers me when you go to a restaurant and you see people take a few bites and send their plate back. It's thrown away and there's such incredible waste. I think about people who just have today's bread and how we waste so much right here in America. Well, Paul knew how to be reduced to a lower scale of life economically, to be abased, to be hunger, to suffer need. He knew that. And he says, "I've learned the joy of contentment." May God help us to have contentment with what He has given us. And may He help us to be grateful for what He has given us. There was a little boy that was invited to his little friend's house, a neighbor boy, to his house for dinner. And that family, they weren't a believing family. They didn't pray before their meals. So they all sat down at the table and they just started gobbling their food. And the little boy sat there sort of wide-eyed and dumbfounded, like, what's going on here? And they looked at him and said, well, don't you like the food? He said, well, yes, I do, but we always pray before we eat and we thank God. And you remind me of my puppy. I give the food to him and he just gobbles it up. He doesn't even say thank you. Well, we can be like that puppy, can't we? Just gobbling down the food, not stopping to say, thank you, God. May God help us to be grateful and to be content in Christ. That's the context, just to jump ahead, of Paul saying, I can do all things through Christ. Well, friend, I trust that you have a blessed and wonderful weekend, and that you are able to assemble with the Lord's people or gather virtually with them, and that you will worship and praise the Lord and rejoice in His goodness. But let's pray for two countries today where believers may have great difficulty assembling together. One is Turkmenistan. Turkmenistan. When you see these Stan countries, go to Afghanistan on a map and look all around and you'll see the Stans. Well, Turkmenistan is number 22 on the persecution ranking, has a population of about 6 million people. And China, number 23 on this persecution ranking, 1.4 billion people, millions and millions of people in China, and how this communist country needs the gospel. Let's pray. Our Father, we come to you now for the believers in Turkmenistan and China. We pray, Lord, for those that are bereft of daily needs. Lord, will you give them their daily bread? Will you supply food and drink and water and clothing for them? Will you give them the money that they need in order to survive? Supply their needs, Lord, but more than that, give them spiritual stamina. Give them power from you to be able to stand strong, even facing opposition. And Lord, for believers in Turkmenistan and the believers in China, supply the scriptures to them, Lord, that they can read and understand your word. Bless the house churches, multiply them, encourage the pastors. And Lord, if it please you, give them favor with the government that they would not be persecuted. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Help us to be grateful to you this weekend. Help us to give praise to you and bless your people where they assemble. And when they gather online, use them and bless them. Bless your word this weekend, we pray in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Well, God bless you, dear friend. Lord willing, we'll see you Monday for Bible Sunshine at 12 noon. God bless you.